Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin. We are on Kuf Samach Tes on the base, four lines to the bottom. We are on Daf Kuf Ayin in the last week here of Paraket Pashut, and we start off with a sugya that we have discussed already a couple months ago on Daf Ayin Zayin, and that is the sugya of Osios Niknos B'Mesira. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, someone who has a claim, and he says he has a choice. He has a shtar to defend himself, or he has a chazaka to defend himself. What's the case? There's some type of case where somebody is on a piece of land. We'll have to see exactly what the case is. And there is a ma'arer. Someone is complaining and saying, no, that's my land. Get off my land. So the person says, no. I have a shtar that says, Pashtus, you sold it to me, or you gave it to me, and I have a chazaka. What does chazaka here mean? That is unclear. Maybe it means cheskas gimel shanim. Maybe it means that he's been there for 3 years. Maybe it means that he did a kinyan chazaka on it. That is not clear. The Ritva says here, depending on one of the five pshatah that we're going to give of this machlokes, that will determine what the word chazaka means here in our context. We just don't know yet. Says the Ritva, v'hashta lo izbarerlon hay chazaka. We don't know im hi cheskas kinyin dina'al gadar uparatz. Is it the cheskas kinyin, meaning kinyin chazaka? Remember, that's what we discussed at length in cheska, in the third parak. The first half of the parak was all about cheskas gimel shanim. The second half of the parak was about kinyin chazaka, doing an act of propriety, you know, digging or putting up a fence or living, or as the language of the Magen Mishnah was in Ilchus Bechira, kederach shehabaylim osim, like an owner does, whatever an owner does, that's the kinyin chazaka. So here, is it talking about that type of kinyin? V'kayotzi bo, o cheskas raya. Or does it mean chazaka cheskas gimel shanim? That is not clear when we have the case. That's why there are so many different pshatim, as we'll see in the Gemara, of what chazaka means as well. The Rashbam also notes here that what exactly is the shita of each one is unclear. So again, let's read it. Habal lidon b'shtar b'chazaka. Nidon b'shtar divrei Rebbe. First opinion, Rebbe says, if they say you have to, that he has a shtar, you have to bring the shtar. The shtar is more clear, is a better birur than just the chazaka. A chazaka might mean we still don't know, but you know what? We'll go by the chazaka, while shtar is more definitive, and therefore Rebbe says you have to bring the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, bechazaka. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, bechazaka. What does that mean, bechazaka? So the Rashbam already quotes two different opinions, what the girsa is. But again, that's going to be determined based on what the pshat is of the machlokes. Does Reb Shimon Gamliel mean even with chazaka or only with chazaka? Right? That is not clear. He just says the words bechazaka. So what is his shita? Says the Rashbam, six lines up from the bottom. Lefi pirish ha'amoram shalafaneinu, yesh mehem shetzarach lefaresh, l'reb shimid deka'amar bechazaka velo bishtar. One opinion says it's dafka chazaka. Wow, so you might say chazaka is better than shtar, and you have to do chazaka. V'yeshet tzarech lefaresh, and some, based on their opinion, have to explain, af bechazaka. It means you can even get away with chazaka by proving the chazaka, v'kol shekein b'shtar, but surely shtar would be effective. Hilkach mashakasa b'svarim bechazaka v'lo b'shtar, ema af bechazaka, nira delo garsin onlay. So two different gersos in the Gemara. Again, both of those questions, what does the word chazaka mean, and what girsa do you have for, is it even or only chazaka, that will be determined based on what the machlokas is, based on as we will see. So also interesting here that Rebbe is arguing on Reb Shimon Gamliel, who happens to be his father, right? We have this machlokas here. So is that common that Rebbe is arguing with Reb Shimon Gamliel? Not so common to have a machlokas, mamish, in a mishnah or in a brisa between a father and a son. Sometimes we have stories in the Gemara where children argued on their father, but to have mamish a mishnah or a brisa, that is unusual. Tosas points out how this is unusual. If you look at Tosas at the beginning of a mitziah, on Dav Dalin, he talks about Talmud and Rebbe, right? Not as much as father and son. He says there, the Rash Avagav, the Shimon Elazar, Haya Talmido Shabbi Akiva, Ein Lachush Mashacholik Imo. Don't be choshish of what he argues with him. Vehuskar Kodem, and I mentioned before, the Ke'ein Zem Matzino Lekaman Shtayim Adukin B'Shtar, the Palig Rebbe Imr Shimon Gamliel Aviv. Right, so you find that. If a Talmud and a Rebbe, sometimes you find that. That's the example given by Tosfos in Bav Metzia, Daf Dalet, Reb Shimon Gamliel, and Rebbe arguing, and that is exactly what we have here, the Machlokas of Nidon Mishtar or Nidon Bechazaka. So, what exactly is this Machlokas about? Mishtar or Chazaka? So the first suggestion is where we ended off Shir yesterday. Right, what is it? My kibiflagi kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar ba osios niknos b'misira kibiflagi. The machlokas is about osios niknos b'misira. What does osios niknos b'misira mean? As we said, somebody has a shtar. We'll go with the Rashbam's pshat. That's how most assume. And by the way, I didn't mention it at the beginning of the shiur, but again, this week's worth of shiurim are zechus l'refuah shalema Baruch Tzvi by Rivka Batya, the beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community, sponsored by the Nussbaum family. Again, we thank them for the sponsorship, and we wish Refuah Shleima to Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Okay, so the first shot of the Machlokas is Osios Niknos B'Misira. I have a piece of land, but I don't say that it was sold to me in the normal way. I'm on a piece of land, and I know Shimon bought it from Reuven, normally. And now, I could have bought it from Reuven Shimon in the normal way. I could have done a kinyan on it, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. Those are the three ways, as we learn in the Mishnah, in Maseches Kiddushin, how I bought a piece of land. But I didn't do that. He didn't give me a shtar with a new deed that says he sold it to me. But he gives me, Shimon, who bought it from Reuven, gives me the shtar that says Reuven sold it to him. And now I'm holding that shtar. So, is that good enough to sell for the land? That's the machlokas here, according to the Rashbam, of Osios Niknos B'Misira. Can the letters, and what's symbolized by the letters, meaning the piece of land, can I acquire that just by holding on to this piece of paper, just by holding on to the document? That's the question, machlokas here. So when Rebbe says, Nidon B'Shtar, it means Shtar is good enough. Right? Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, not Shtar. Osios are not Niknos B'Misira. He's saying, not Shtar, only Chazaka. So that is the first shot given in the Gemara. If you look at the Rashbam, he also explains it. What's the case? Three lines from the bottom in the Rashbam. Vachi kamar, habali don b'shar b'chazaka, v'toen ruvein, k'neged hama'ar'er, sadezu shalihi, it's my field, shari shimon shekna'o me'levi, masar lo shtar mechira, hakasa b'shmo, shimon has a shtar mechira with his name on it, v'kanisi asadeh b'misiris ashtar, ki'ilu nechta b'shmi, and I was called to the shtar as if it was nechta, as if it was written to me, v'gam hechzakti basadeh, shaloshanim, and I also did a kiddi chazaka, cheses gimel shanim. So Rebbe says, shtar is fine, v'idei shtar shemasa lo alokeach, kanui lo asadeh, to osios tikas b'besira, and you don't need the eidei chazaka of cheskas gimel shanim. That is Rebbe Shita. How exactly does that work? It doesn't have his name on it. It has Shimon's name on it. So when it has Shimon's name on it, how does it work that Levi is holding the shtar? So if Soloveitchik has in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim, among other, obviously many other Achronim talk about this before it also, but he says that's the magic, based on Rishonim, that's the magic of a shtar. That's the power of a shtar. A shtar talks. When a Baal Ashtar, when there's what's called Tfisas Baal Ashtar, when the Baal Ashtar is holding the Shtar says, I am kosher, the Edom are kosher, Midaraisa, before Kiyim Shtaris. And it hasn't been paid up yet, that everything is good. So whoever is that Baal Ashtar is the one that has the power that it talks for. That's the Chiddush of Rebbe, of Osios Niknos B'Misira. Because now Levi is holding the Shtar talks for him, even though it does not have his name on it. That is Shitas Rebbe. The magic of a shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, Ein Osios Niknos B'Misira. So says the Gemara, so Reb Shimon Gamliel would say, Osios are not Niknos B'Misira. Rebbe Savar, Osios Niknos B'Misira. And Rebbe says, no, Osios are Niknos B'Misira. Why does Reb Shimon Gamliel reject that? Why does he say, Ein Osios Niknos B'Misira? Because you don't have this magic. It doesn't say your name on it. It's not going to work. And therefore, in our case, where he says he has a shtar and he has a chazaka, he has to bring the Eidei Chazaka. He has to bring the witnesses that said that he was living on the land for 3 years after the person said, go be kona, hilkach, says the top of the Rashbam. Tzarech Eidei Chazaka. Tekiva to amar le'idach le'chazeku kni. Once the other person says, go be kona this land, v'yeshlo Eidim, she'echzik ba, and there are Eidim, tekana, tekaka nikres, v'kesem u'shtar, mechira, umatana, o bechazaka. And that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel is saying here, according to this pshat, bechazaka and not b'shtar. Good. The Yad Ramah has a ha'ara here, where he says, it's interesting, we just said that, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the shtar is useless. right? The shtar is not a shtar for Levi. Osios nikos, not nikos b'mesira. And therefore the shtar is ki'ilu, it's not there. So one second, says the Yad Ramah. If the shtar is not there, so he's saying, I have chazaka, but how was he kona? I have cheskes gibel shanim, but as we learned, cheskes gibel shanim is always a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. There's an explanation of how you got it. So this person said, I got it through the shtar, and now I did a cheskes gibel shanim on it. But now we know the shtar is useless. So if the shtar is useless, it says kilu she'eno, so what's the taina? What's the explanation how he got this land? He says, I bought it through the shtar, and now there is no shtar. So even though he has kinyi chazaka, so how does that work? So says the Yad Ramah, it must be that even if once a person has cheskes gibel shanim, and he says he did it with a shtar, it must be, we assume he also did some other type of chazaka. Says the Yad Ramah, afilu hachi shamin an mina, this is an ost sadi hey, shamin an mina, afilu manda amar ein os yosikas bevesira, even if we, according to that manda amar of Shem Gamliel, excuse me. Demanda achal la ara shani chesvan zavna, and he says that he bought it. Afa gav to lo nokev biyadi shtar havelev irkis. And even if he doesn't say I had a shtar and it was lost, I mean, if he lost a shtar, what if he says I never had a shtar? That's basically what he's saying here, because the shtar that he said he had is halachically not valid. So how do we interpret his words here? Still says the Adrama, lo amrinon ki mahani chazaka hecha deikolamemar shtara havelev irkis. The cheskas gimel shanim only works where we could somehow say he had a shtar and it got lost. As we learned back at the beginning of Cheska Sabatim. Ella afagav delozav in mine bishtara. Even if he didn't buy it through a shtar, kivan de ta'in de zavna mine, bechad me anpe hakna'a. Since he says he bought it some way with one of the darche kinyanim, de mahani bizvini, mahani lechazaka, without fully explaining it. De hahacha, because here you see, t'lamad kimad lesadami. It's as if it's not there. V'ihu nami lo katoa dezi mahan yulei chazaka. It's still the chazaka works. He doesn't explain it. He just says, so you see it works. So you have to say we somehow reinterpret his words. We give him the power. The cheskas gimel shanim has power even more than he himself says he has. As long as he says I was kona it, and as long as he says he has cheskas gimel shanim, even if the kinyan that he says he did is no good, but cheskas gimel shanim seems to have like a power of its own, even beyond the literal claim, and we could reinterpret it as there were other kinyanim involved. Have the cheskas gimel shanim work for him. Okay, either way, this is Flokas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. It's about Osios Niknos. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar le'abaya, third line. Imkain plugta lidemar. Imkain says Abaya, but one second. If you remember the end of yesterday's shir, plugta lidemar. We interpreted Rebbe Shimon Gamliel's shita. What did Rebbe Shimon Gamliel say back in the brisa? If somebody gives a matana to their friend and they just gave back the shtar matana, the matana reverts back to the giver. So what do we say the svara was? So first we said, oh, maybe it's because it's like a tanai. I give you a matana almanas that as long as you're holding on to the shtar. But as long as, you know, if you don't have the shtar anymore, you give it back to me, it's no longer yours. So the Gemara says, that really doesn't work because what if he loses the shtar? What if it's stolen? So the Gemara says, oh, it must be Osios Niklos B'Mesira. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the one that says, when you give the shtar matana back, the matana reverts back. So he's the one that says, Osios Niklos B'Mesira. Ask Sabaya to Rav Dimi, so how could you suggest now that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Osios are not Niklos B'Mesira? Right, it's exactly against how we explained the previous brisa. So are you arguing with Rabba? Mar here is Rabba. Are you arguing with Rabba's interpretation of that brisa? That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Osios, ain't Osios because of Basira? Right, you're gonna have to give a different shot of that brisa. So Amale, Betiflo. Abaya says, oh, Rav Dimi says, okay, I'll argue with the pshat. I'm not just saying that there's a stira, but there's no other explanation to that brisa other than what Rabba said. Right? We tried a different pshat and it didn't work. So the only pshat of that previous brisa of the matana going back is by giving back the shtar and osios nikos b'mesira. So not only is it a stira, but you wouldn't have any other interpretation of that brisa. So v'yim gain kasha de Rav Shimon Gamliel ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. So therefore there's a stira here if that's the only case of the pshat of the brisa, and therefore we're stuck. So Abaya says to Rav Dimi, I don't think that's the pshat of this brisa here, so it's not so ser the previous brisa. So what's the case? Ella Amar Abaya, pshat number 2, we're going to have 5 pshatim of what the machlokas is. This is number two. Ella Amar Abaya, Hach Mayaskinan, Kigon, Shenimsa Echan Mayan Karav Apostle. There's a shtar. And he has a regular shtar mechira. And he says, again, he has a shtar and he has chazaka. So the problem is, one of the edim in the shtar was a karav or a pasul. That's the question. If there are five different edim, and we see the first few are krovim, so that we saw a couple of days ago, if you remember, we had the sugya of mil'uhu krovim. And if it was clear that they were only filled in to fill in the dead space of the shtar, so then we say it is considered kosher because we say that it was there for a reason, right? Milu krovim. That's what we saw back on the Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara said Hayu Arba of a Chamisha Edim Chasumen al Ashtar. There are four or five witnesses on the shtar, and one of them is a Karav Apostle. Tiskai Meis Bashar. It's okay. And the Gemara gave the mashal of the sukkah, of the schach, right? Because sometimes empty space is worse than puzzle items that you need. So here too, empty space would be a problem, but if you filled it in with krovim, it would be okay. But here, let's say you only have two witnesses, and one of them is found to be a karav or a puzzle. So, machlokes, between Rav Shmuel Gamliel and Rebbe, what is that based on? Whether everything going on here is through the Eidim Chasumin, Ubiplukted Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Lazar Kamiflagi. And the machlokas is between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar. Who say what? Rabbi Sabalak Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi, who says that the shtar is kosher, holds like Rabbi Lazar, who holds the Amar Eide Mesira Karsi, made famous in Mesechas Gittin. Eide Mesira, the Eidim that witnessed the shtar being given over, are the key. And therefore, even though there's a shtar here that has an aid in it, that is puzzle. Rabbi says it's okay. Eidim Mesira Karsi, and therefore, you bring the Eidim Mesira. So you're not even relying on the Eidim Chasumin. So therefore, you can't say it's ruined because you don't even need those Eidim. You don't need those to one's puzzle. Okay, great, but I'm bringing the Eidim Mesira. And he has to bring the Eidim Mesira, as the Rashbam explains here. Venipsa get kosher b'ksiva below Eidim. I'm right in the middle of the Rashbam. Elashie most relishto liskarish b'fnei Eidim. You have to give it in front of the Eidim to get. Toksiva kasav la b'ksiva lachud below chasim ha'ayri. As is discussed at length in Mesechas Gittin, v'kasav is the important verb for Rabbi Elazar. V'kasav means that the ikar is not the chasima, just the Eidim have to witness it. And v'hachanami ki'ilu ein Eidim b'shtar dami. It's as if there are no Eidim. Hilkach nidam b'shtar below Eidim chazaka. And meaning, says the Rashbam, Yavi Eidim Shenechtav V'Nimsar Lo Bifneim. You bring the Eidim Mesira, and therefore it would work, and therefore you could use the shtar, because, okay, the shtar doesn't have Eidim Chasumin, that's okay. That is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Shiva Gamliel, Sak Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shiva Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir. No, that hold the Amar Eidim, the signatures are the mechanism, how this, it would be possible according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because he holds like every mayor of Eide Chasima Karsi. There is so much to talk about Eide Mesira de Chasima. Again, it hasn't come up in a while. Let's just mention one or two points to refresh our memories for that sugya, because this is about shtaras, and this is the parak about shtaras, so we have to try to talk about or touch on all the main topics in the world of shtaras. First of all, many point out that this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is by shtare kinyan, not by shtare raya. By shtare raya, you obviously need eidim chasumin. If the whole point is that this shtar is going to be a raya for something in 10 years from now, you have to have the eidim signed in the shtar in order to prove that whatever is written in the shtar is correct. So the whole machlokes here is not about that. Rav Shechter writes this in Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Chaf Gimel. Nechlku tanoim eidim esire de chasima v'nira pashut. Doesn't even quote a raya. The v'shtare raya lo shaya klal lios machlokes. By shtare raya, there's no machlokes here. Well, I together shtar raya. Hainu, what is the definition of a shtar raya? O edus bichsav midas hamischayev. O raya bichsav midas hamischayev. This shtar is going to prove that whatever happened. Upshita dim lo yachdemu ha'edim al ha'shtar, elo akshi yinochak b'shas b'siraso, then how could the shtar be a raya if there are no edim in the shtar? So the homach locus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar is only by shtare kinyan and not shtare raya, which is, by the way, why Shethar explains that the chumrah that some have, probably over the last 5-10 years, of having the Edom witness the giving over the ksuba under the chuppah, from the chasa to the kala, he doesn't understand it. Because the ksuba is a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan. It's not a shtar kinyan. A woman is nicknamed through the ring. Right? Haraya mukudeshesli. The ksub is a shtar raya on the chiyuvim that the husband already accepted earlier by the chasin stish, by doing the kinyan, the kanina minay. So if it's a shtar raya, then there's no issue of mesira. There's no issue of needing edi mesira. Right? It's just that the woman has it. The kinyan is already done earlier by the chasin stish, if it's signed there, or whatever. The minhag of Eretz Yisrael, some places, it's be signed under the chuppah. But either way, it's a shtar raya. The ksuba, not a shtar kinyan. So the issue of edi mesira de chasima does not apply to a shtar raya, only to a shtar kinyan. Okay. But anyways, it says the says here and there it says feed. So the whole machlokas by a shtar raya, everybody would agree at the chasima. But call a machlokas, so we may have verbal laws, and a b'shtare kinyan. Right? It's by shtare kinyan, and the question in machlokas between them is how does a shtar kinyan work, and how close is a shtar kinyan to a shtar raya? According to Rabbi Meir, who says edi chasima karsi, it's not so far. The question is how does a shtar kinyan work? A shtar kinyan works through edi chasima. What does that mean? If there is a tfisas bala shtar, if the woman, if the buyer is holding a shtar with a raya in that shtar, because that's what edim chasumin are, that itself is the kinyan. That itself. Klomar, together ha'inyan, the shtar kinyan, hainu, sha'al yidei zeh, sha'ha ish matvis raya, bishtar, biyad ha'isha, shehi ishto, the fact that a man gives over the shtar raya in his woman, in his wife's hands, the get, chalim, or a kiddushin, chalim ha'kiddushin u'mishave adavar, shehi miskadesh eselav. The mesira of the shtar raya, the fact that now she is holding the raya, that itself is the kinyan. Right? That's why, because edi chasimim are working through a kinyan also. Or aideisha habal matas raya b'shtar b'yadishto shimagureshes es bimanu chalam agerishin. That's by shtar kiddushin or shtar gerishin, not by ksuba. V'chein b'shtari mamon, the same thing would work. But according to Rabbi Lazar, edi mesira, you know what he's saying? Shtar raya and shtar kinyan are very far apart from each other. Shtar Mesira, Edi Mesira Karsi, means Shtari Kinyan Shon Elagamri Migedr Shtari Raya. The Aft in Shtar Raya Gidro Edus Bechsav Midasa Meschayiv, but Shtar Kinyan is Sipur Hamaisa Bechsav Hanimsar Bevnei Edim. You tell the story, Reuven lent money to Shimon, Reuven sold Shimon a piece of land, you sell the story, it was called Sipur Sviras Dvarim Ba'alma, using the Gemara's Lashon from Masechas Gittin, Sviras Dvarim, with witness by Edei Mesira. So that is Rabbi Elazar. But again, very different than Rabbi Elazar would say, very different than Shtare Raya. So that is the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. And one other final Machlokas to chazer and to remind ourselves of is the Machlokas between Baalei HaTosfos and the Ritva. And that is, according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Elazar, right, according to both of them, let's focus on Rabbi Elazar. According to Rabbi Elazar, Edei Mesira Karsi, would he allow Edei Chasima? Would he allow Edei Chasima or not? Right, we know that he is, Edei Chasima is what what he's known for. But would he also allow Edei Mesira, Edei Chasima? So that is a machlokas between Baalei HaTosfos and the Ritva. Baalei HaTosfos say here, on Gittin Dav Dalet Amud Aleph, where that comes up. Halacha, first there's a machlokas we shown him, who we paskin like, and we paskin like the same thing across the board. The Gemara says there, on Gittin Dav Dalet, Halacha Krabalazar Bishtar Begittin. Does that mean only Gittin? Tosfos here as a discussion. Mishud Dabai Rihalka Begittin, Nakat Gittin. Aval Halacha Kamosu, Afishar Shtaris. Afagav the kolam aray de la kamon savri krebalazar dafka begitin, but still he holds gomer afishar shtaris v'chulu. What Tosfos discusses that the first part of Tosfos, but then the second part of Tosfos is what's important for us now. Says Tosfos v'tzarech lomar l'rebalazar l'fichach tzarech lizar shiyu edei mesira b'shas desidas haget de inhu karsi de ilekasham edei mesira. Eina megureshes afagav diika edei chasima. V'lo mahani edei chasima. The edei chasima only help if the edei mesira died, and they could testify some of what the vedidas hayam that we would rely on the edei chasima. The mistama behechsher nase. Mistama, they were edei mesira, but edei mesira are crucial. That's shita sosis. Rabbi Elazar always requires edei mesira. There is no bidieved how it would work. That is Rabbi Tosfos shita. Tosfos also says, just derech agav, at the end, Od Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, that even Rabbi Meir Oger, who said there needs to be edei chasima, he also would require edei mesira because of ein davar shebe'erva pachos bishnayim. And that's what Tosfos says. But let's focus on the first part of Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rabbi Elazar, only Edei Mesira. And let's say we hold like Rabbi Elazar, Edei Mesira Karsi, Eli chasim are not good enough. That is against the riff. Against the riff in the end, there in the ninth parak of Maseches Gittin, the riff says clearly, Elavadai, without getting into his svaris that he gave beforehand. Elavadai, kol hecha diika ede chasima, lo bi'inan ede mesira. V'kol hecha diika ede mesira, lo bi'inan ede chasima, dibechad minayu sagi. That is his lashon explaining the sheath of Rabbi Elazar. And the Ron here goes through, we discussed this then, what is the svara for that? Why would you say that's good? Is he really saying there are two tracks? And really, he's Moditz Rabbi Meir, and as we just explained, the fundamental machlokas between them. So he's saying that really that there's two different ways, Ede Mesira, Ede Chasima, or is it that Ede Mesira are Ki'ilu, there are Ede Chasima. The Ran has a lashon like that, which we're not going to get into totally right now. He says, Kiva Jish Edim al Iker Adavar, Tahavi Lu'u Ede Chasima ke Ede Mesira. It's really kind of one track. But either way, this is an important machlokas between Baal Tosfos and the Rif about this machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir. A lot more there, but we will continue. So that's shot number two. What's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? The machlokas is about Ede Mesira Karsi or Ede Chasima Karsi. After there has been a psul, one of the Krovim or Psulim are found in the Shtar. So, number next Kasha on them to reject this. Says the Gemara, V'homer Rabbi Abba, one second, even if you say Ede Mesira Ede Chasima, V'homer Rabbi Abba, but doesn't Rabbi Abba say, Modahari Rabbi Elazar, V'mezuya Pitochushu Pasal. Even Rabbi Elazar, who says Ede Mesira Karsi, agrees that if there is something within the shtar that is clearly wrong, that is pasul. Mizuyaf mitocho. Fine, no edim are okay, but problematic edim are not okay. So, this is mizuyaf mitocho. You have krovim or psulim there. So how does it work? So, pshat number three is just modified. Pshat number two is modified. We'll call it pshat number three. But Ella Amar Rebbe Avina Hakomodim Shim Kasuv Bo. If it was written in the Shtar, who's Kaknu Le Dusan Shal Edim and Nimsei Se Dusan Mizu Yefes Shu Pasul Kid Rebbe Ava. If there's Mamish Apostle in the Edim, Apostle in the Edim, and there's a Karvo Apostle, then for sure it's wrong. It's Mizu Yevitocho. Even according to Rebbe Elazar, it's a problem, and nobody would say you could use the Shtar. Lo Nechelku Ella B'Shtar She'ain Elav Edim Klal. The Machlokas here between Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel is a case where there are no Edim. And that's the case. The Rebbe Savar Lok Rebbe Elazar, the Amar Ede Mesira Karsi, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Savar Lok Rebbe Meir, the Amar Ede Chasima Karsi. So it's the same machlokas at root, but we just modify that it's not a problem of Mizuyaf Mitocha. So the Gemara says, Viva Yisema, or Pshat number four. Pshat number four, Viva Yisema, Bimode Bishtar, Shekasvu, Tzorech Lekaimo Kamiflagi. We discussed this recently. What about a case? Maybe the case is Modeh B'Shtar Shekasvu. Okay, what does that mean? We know that Midah Raisa Ashtar talks, as we said. As Rish Lakish says, Edim HaChasumen Al Ashtar Kimi Shenechkara Edusen Bebezdin. Right, that is on a Daraisa level. But Midah Rabbanah, we have the Tzarech of Kiyim Shtaris. To Mekayim the Shtar, to verify the Shtar through the witnesses, either the witnesses themselves, or other documents that have been verified, or other people talking about the verification of these witnesses. So you need Kiyim Shtaris. But, as the Gemara said earlier, what happens if the Love, if the Mischayiv agrees, or the Mocher agrees? Yes, I wrote that Shtar. But, dot, dot, dot. The second that he says, yes, that is a shtar that I wrote, that I agreed to, so do we stop his words and say, oh, it's a good shtar? Fine, you don't have to be mekayim it anymore. Even if you're about to give an explanation for, but I was onus, but I, you know, it was not paid up yet, whatever the shtar is, I didn't sell it. So the question is, modeh b'shtar shekasvu, if the love, if the mocher, if the mischayev agrees, so do you still have to require kiyum shtaris? That was the machlokas we mentioned earlier, and suggest the Gemara, that's the machlokas here between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Modeh b'shtar shekasvu, because here the mocher, let's say, is admitting that he wrote the shtar. So, does the one holding the shtar now, is he able to bring the shtar without being mekayim? So that's the machlokas. Rebbe says, if the mischayev is modeh, then there's no tzarech to be mekayim, and therefore the shtar is automatically kosher. And that's what Rebbe means, nidon b'shtar. You can just bring the shtar even if it's not mekuyam. Rav Shimon Gamliel savar tzarich l'kaymer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, you have to be mekayim it. Right? Why? What's the svara for having to be mekayim it? As the Rashbam explained in what was the svara that the other person rejected? Why would you say ein tzarich l'kaymer? This gets into the sugya of pesha asar. I'm the one that helps you. So if I'm the one that helps you, you have to keep listening to me. Pesha asar hu pesha hitir, or migu, if one might call it. Right? We discussed way back in the Ksubas, in the second parak, are those two in the same? Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether pesha asar is migu, or migu is a different type of power. So says the Gemara, that's the root of the machlokas here between Modi and Shachakasu. So again, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, or, right, Reb Shimon Gamliel, and the Shita that said Sarach Lakaimo, we understand, because it's Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitir, that if there is, he is the one that, you have to do Kiv Shtaris, you're the one that was Makaimit, but you're saying there's a problem here, so we understand that. The Chiddush is the first Shita, Modi Peshar Shakasvu, ain't Sarach Lakaimo. Why? Because that Shita rejects Pashtus, the application of Pesha Aser, Pesha Hitir here, which you can't reject totally. We've always discussed, right? That's the Gemara in Ksubis Chav Beis, where the Gemara says that's a Svara. And the Svara is on the level of a Daraisa. So therefore, it's hard to reject that Svara. But you would reject it here, specifically. Why? Meaning, where would you apply the Mishnah there? A woman comes to a new city and says, hi, I'm divorced. So we trust her, because she could have just said she's single. She says, I was married and I'm divorced. Okay, we trust her. Right, that's fine. If we knew she was married, then she has to prove that she was divorced. But that case of Pesha Asar, so we believe. But what about a case of... our case here. So this case, maybe we wouldn't believe. So very far as given in the Rishonim, why Rebbe would reject it here. Why Rebbe would say, Ein Tzarich L'Kaimo. Says the Rashbam right here. Remember, what's the starting point? The starting point is that this is a shtar that's kosher midaraisa. The Rabbanan were machmir and added another tzarech. But once you knock out even a little bit that extra tzarech, then you go back to Me'ikar Adin. That you don't need Kiyam Shtaris. The Shtar stands on its own. So here too, once the Mischayiv says that it is a kosher Shtar, we go back to the Din D'Oraisa. I'm not rejecting Pesha Asar, but I'm just acknowledging that this is all a Chumro. We're not Choshe that people write falsified Shtars. Look at the bottom right of the Rashbam. The Rashbam here we have on both sides of the page, but here on the bottom right, Ein Tzarich L'Kaimo, Delo Dami L'Shar Dinim, Sha Pesha Asar Wa Pesha Hitir. Right, this isn't like the regular cases of Pesha Asar. Sha Filum Hayazem Ma'arer, Va'omer Lo Kasavtiv, Lo Hayilon Alach Shodizel Lo Keach Bekach. Even if he would have said, I didn't write it, we shouldn't believe him. Why? Shalo Nech Shadu Yisrael, Aso Shtaros Bezuyafim. But Israel aren't chashud, aren't suspect to write false shtaros. Ela shehichmiru chachamim lehitzarech kiyum hecha demari alei. The Rabbanan said, you know what? If there's an error, be mekayim it. But ki amar kesaftiyav. I did write it, so I'm going to go back to the chazaka that people don't write falsified shtaros, and therefore we're not going to believe you. And maybe you might have been mechalek. We had that earlier between Adim saying that and the Baal Din saying that. Remember the Mishnah in Ksubis in the second parak says, Adim say, yeah, we wrote the star, but we had a gun to our heads. So maybe there they would have the power because they were Adim. But maybe he wouldn't have the power. But either way, this is the Svara. Number two, the other pshat is that not just, it's similar, but Rashi in Ksubis also says it's the power of the star. It's similar to what the Rashbam says here, but, you know, the power of the shtar, meaning why isn't the shtar ripped up? Why didn't the lova take the shtar back? If it's paid up, if there's a problem, if there's something, so then that there's a reyasa that he still has the shtar. A little bit different than the Rashbam. But either way, that is the svara for Ein Tzarich L'Kaimo, and that is pshat number four here. Of what is the machlokas between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel? Rebbe says, you could use the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Bechazaka. Bechazaka means, you cannot use the shtar. Again, cannot, not also, according to that. Says the Gemara. But didn't we have exactly, we learned the opposite shittas of these tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, from the beginning, of Meseches, Bava Metzia, Ashtayim, Adukin Beshtar. Two people are holding on to a shtar. Malve Omer, Shaliyu, Benafo Bimenu, Mitzaso. Right, the Malva says, yeah, it's my shtar, it has not been paid up yet, I dropped it, I lost it, and now it was on the ground, and now I'm grabbing it back. The Lova Amar, no, it dropped from me. Lova Amar, Shelchahu, it was yours, but Uprat of Lachai paid you back. and then it fell from me. You gave me the shtar back, and I paid up, and now it fell from me. So, what is the halacha? If they're shnayim adukin b'shtar, says the Gemara, yiskayim ashtar b'chosma divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, be mekayim the shtaris. And the, sounds like the malva gets to collect the whole thing. Sounds like, right? You mekayim the shtar. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer yachlok. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you split it. V'havinan, but we ask there, could Rebbe really say, collect the whole thing? The last lay of the Rebbe, doesn't Rebbe hold up the first Mishnah in Maseches Bamitzvah? Hadetznan, Shaim Oksin Batalis, Ze Omer Ani Mitzatiyah, Ve Ze Omer Ani Mitzatiyah. They each say, I found it, right? Ze Yishav Hashelo Bapachas Vichatsiyah, Ve Ze Yishav Hashelo Bapachas Vichatsiyah. V'yachloku, each swear, remember the Gemara, the first daf, you know, why they make such an unusual language shvua, but they each swear that they don't have less than half, and they split it. Because you don't want that to swear sheker. The Amar Ravas, therefore, had his Rebbe in the first case of Shnei Madukin Bishtar. Not Shnei Madukin Bishtar. How does he not say Achloku? The Amar Rav Nachman. To explain. Bimekuyam Devra Tukulei Alma Lo Pligadi Achloku. If it's a Shtar Mekuyam already, then everybody agrees automatically Achloku there. Ki Pligi, the Machlokas between them is B'she'ena Mekuyam. The Machlokas is where it's not a Mekuyam Shtar and it's not like we thought. Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds Moda Bishar Shekasvu, Sarach Makaimo. Rebbe holds if you have a shtar that's Makuyam already, then fine. But if it's not Makuyam, but the Lovet just says that it was true, but you still have to Makaim it. Vi Makaim Le Gavi Palga. Not the whole thing. And if he is Makaim it, what Rebbe here means to say is that you're Gova half, not all, to fit into the first mission by Messiah. Vi Lo, and if you're not Makaim it, Chasa Biyamu. And if you're not Makaim it, then it's nothing. So what do you see? Rebbe holds Sarach Lakaimo. Reb Shimon Gamliel Savar, Modem Shavar Shakas, so in Sarach Lakaimo, the Yachloku. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't have to be Makaim it, and therefore you automatically are Yachloku. Right? We don't say, you have to be Makaim it in order for Yachloku. Question mark, so it's exactly against what we said here. According to the pshat of our machlokas, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, about Sarach Lakaimo or not, the shitas are flipped in that discussion in Baba Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Eifach. Okay, maybe flip them, flip the shitas, and therefore it could fit into each other. So that's one easy answer. Or maybe not. Maybe don't flip them and give a different pshat of the machlokas here. Elahacha, here's number five. Last pshat, Bilavarer Kamiflagi. The machlokas is about Levarer. If I say that I could clarify in a certain way, do we then say, okay, now you have to clarify in that way? If I didn't need to, I said A, B, I could prove it with A, B, and C. But I didn't need B and C. I could have just said A. But I said B and C. So does Beis Din then say, you said it? Okay, it's on your shoulders. You have to prove it. That's the machlokas. Sarach levarer or ain't sarach levarer. That is the machlokas here. But levarer, and this comes up in other contexts as well. Let's do it here first, and then we'll see if there's others. But sarach levarer, b'hal levarer kamiflagi. Ki other of Yisrael by Yosef, like the following case, even before that, let's just explain, because the Gemara doesn't explicate it. According to Rebbe, need the mishtar. What does Rebbe say here? You have to bring the shtar. Because you said there's a shtar, so you have to bring the shtar. Chazaka is not good enough. But Rav Shimon Gamliel here would sell af b'chazaka. Rav Shimon Gamliel would be the one that says, ain't sarach levarer. It's okay, you said there's a shtar, but it doesn't matter. Right? You could just use the cheskas gimel shanim, that would be good enough. So according to this pshat, it would be af. Af b'chazaka, not only b'chazaka. Because all the other pshat, they're more about cases, there's something wrong with the shtar. But according to this final pshat, it would, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, he would be the makel one. He would say that even chazaka would be good enough. The Ritva here adds, the Yad Ramah also, Ritva says, Ein Tzarach Levarer, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, even if they're in the city. What if we know where the Edom are, they're on the other side of town. So even so, one would not have to get them. One would not have to get them, says the Ritva. Moder Rebbe, Shinvira, Shtar, Ein Tzarach Levarer, Chazaka. Rebbe, when he said Edom Shtar, you don't have to bring Chesed Gemal Shanim. Right, shtar is the key. Shelo ba chazaka b'shum makom el b'makom she'ein shtar. Chazaka is only second best. So shtar for sure would be what we have to bring according to Rebbe. You wouldn't have to bring the chazaka. But according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, chazaka. And then the Ritva adds, Reb Shimon Gamliel, afilu yeshnam ba'ir, eino mitzuve levarum, ulavim lebezin. You don't have to. Ein sarach levarer. Just like if you didn't say a word, this would be good enough. So too, if you said a word, doesn't matter. Velo on, and then he adds even a more mechudish statement. El afilu ba'u. What if the Edom came and contradicted? Ve'richishu. And they said, no, Ne'eman. He still din. He still believed. Bedino. Shepara. Didilma ihu lo ramadai divinu lo inu ihu ramadai divinu lo ramadai ti. Sometimes things that affect you directly, you'll focus more on than if it doesn't affect you directly. So if he would be believed and he says, then it is true, I paid up. So then you trust him if you, and he has chesed gemel shan, or whatever it is, whatever the case is, even if the eidim would be there as well, and even if the eidim would contradict. Good. So where do we see this? Also, this issue of Levarer, Kihad Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Havi Masik Beizuzei, Berebi Abba. Rav Yitzchak bar Zuzei was Masik Beizuzei. He was owed money by Rebbe Abba. And also the Kavi Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They gave him Rav Yitzchak Nafcha for a din Torah. Amar Praticha b'fnei Ploni Ploni. He says, I paid up in front of Ploni Ploni, in front of those Edim. Amar Le Rav Yitzchak Yavo Ploni Ploni V'yaidu. Rav Yitzchak says, okay, fine. That's those Edim, and they'll come. I mean, if Chayav Levarer. There was a star, right? And he said, I paid up. And he says, I paid up in front of such and such a witnesses. So he said, okay, bring those witnesses here. Let's see if they back you up. Even before we continue, how could one of the great Amoraim, you know, not remember that he paid up? We're not talking about people who are fooling around here, right? If he paid up, didn't pay up, answer Yaakov M did right here. He's one line. Nira Beinai. Milve Alpehaisa, number one, it was a milve alpeh, it wasn't like a star where there's a whole sofer story and it, by the reader writing it and Adim. No, it was a milve alpeh. And that's why he didn't have to say anything. He didn't have to say, I paid up in front of Adim. He would have just said, I paid you, done deal. But he said, no, in front of Adim. But it must have been a milve alpeh. Verebi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Idi detarid begirse, ishtali, hadapari Rebbe Abba. The suggestion is that Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, because he was tarred begirsei, he was always focused on his learning, he didn't remember. So that's an important line. Sometimes he was so involved, Gemara says that has that other places also. Sometimes the people who are so tarud, they're not going to be focused on what they're doing. Right? Gemara has a Masechas Gittin in the beginning. Davav. Remember, there are some Rabbanim that don't recognize signatures. Why? The Gemara there says, Agav, misifta bigger sayu taridi. They're tarud in their learning, and therefore they can't be trusted for recognizing signatures. That's the Gemara Gittin, or maybe more famously, the Gemara Mesecha Shabbos. Remember the Apikoros on Shabbos Peches. Shabbos Peches, after the Kavanah Makagigis and Asa Vidishma, and that whole controversy with the Tosfos' question there in Shabbos Peches, the Gemara says there towards the bottom. Ahud Stuki, the Chazil Rava. There was a Stuki that saw Rava to come Ma'ayin Bishmaitza. He was being Ma'ayin, he was learning with all of his might. The Yasva Etzbasa, the Yadei Tutekara, and he was sitting on his fingers. He was sitting with his hands under his legs. The Kamayetz Behu, the Kamavavan Esbeidma. And he was like so intense that he was sitting so taut. That he was sitting on his fingers, blood was coming out of his fingers. He was like so engrossed, he didn't realize what he was doing. So Stuki comes over to Rava and says, Rava, Amarle, Ama, Paziza, you hasty nation, Dekadmisu Pumaichu Luudnaichu, that put your mouth in front of your ears, right, Nasev and Nishma, Akati Pachazu Saichu Kadmaisu Bereshin, you're still doing that. You should have asked what it says in there. Not saying nase v'nishma, but this is what's the connection? The Mefarshim will talk about what's the connection between nase v'nishma. We don't think, we just do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rava was doing. But again, he wasn't focused on what was going on. So that's what Rav Yaakov Emden here suggests also, that he wasn't focused on what was going on. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, so he didn't remember that it was paid up in front of the witnesses. But either way, Rabbi Yitzchak says, okay, go bring those witnesses. Omar le, ilo asu lo mehemna. What do you mean? If they don't come, I'm not going to be believed? What do you mean? Is I don't have to bring the Edom. So, if somebody's malve be'edim. You're right, but I don't, you didn't have to bring them, but once you mentioned it, so I hold like Mar, I hold like Rav. Meaning, Sarich Levarer. Right, and that's what Rebbe says in our case, right, Nidah Mishtar. Sarich Levarer, once you say that there are, that you have a star. Omer Le, he answers back to him, V'ha Omer of Gidol Marav, Halakar of Kedivir of Shum Gamliel. But we all like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right, who says, Chazaka, that you don't have to be mevarer. The Af Rebbe lo amar ela levarer. And also Rebbe only said levarer. What exactly does that line mean? Big discussion in the Rishonim. We're going to go with one pshat and our girsa. Even Rebbe only says levarer, but Rishon Gamliel doesn't hold of that. Right? Look at the top line. I'm sorry, let's just finish first. Amar le, he answers, ano nami levarer kamina. Yes, I know the issue is levarer. And I hold sarach levarer. Rashbam on top. Klomar karebi svirali. I hold like Rebbe. V'im lo birer dvar of hifsid. And if you are Mavar, you're Mavsid. V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Zakeni. Right? And also my grandfather, Rashi. Matzazi kaz perek zebora. Liba de Rebbe should sarach levarer. V'im lo hevishtar hifsid. Right? You have to, once you say it, you have to, be Mavarer. V'yalva bishalacha krebi mechadero. Bahamil salach krebi shimin. Ein shein sarach levar. And then he says at the end, v'yish lashon, he says maybe what is the psak ultimately, but in the story, he says, I hold like Rebbe, therefore you have to be Mevarer. Ultimately, the Rashbam says the psak is Ein Sarach Levarer. Okay, but that is at the end. Again, there are other ways to understand this Gemara. The Rashbam and others have different gersos, but, we'll leave it at that. Whether it's Sarach Levarer, Ein Sarach Levarer. Interesting, the Chashuk Echebet here has a discussion where there was a caravan that was put, in a certain place in the city for a Beis Medrash, and they were sitting there in the Beis Medrash, and they were, had the Beis Medrash. Then there was a fire, Rahman al-Islan, and everything was burned down. The Rav of this shtibol, so to speak, a few weeks later had a heart attack, maybe he was so distraught, and his children say that in the Beis Medrash was a shtar from the Iriah that said that they could have a Beis Medrash there. And they were allowed to put the caravan there, v'chulu. And the Iriah has no record of it. But they said, no, there was a shtar. So there is no shtar. So he gets into a little bit. Efshe Levarer, it was Roy Levarer. That's an interesting discussion that he has in the Chashuk Yechemed right here. Okay, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah, Misha Bar Mixas Chovo. Somebody pays up part of his loan. Right? Somebody owes 100, they pay up 50. Misha Bar Mixas Chovo. The Avrama here says it's clear that if the Lova only has part, the Malva has to accept. The Malva can't say, give me all or nothing. Right, it's clear, says the Adrama from here, that the Balkarcha of the Malva, that he has to accept Mixas Chovo. Shemisha Bar Mixas, not everybody agrees to that, but the Adrama says that's the Pashas of the Mishnah. Misha Bar Mixas Chovo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not going to force the Lova to hold on to a receipt, right, and the Malva is going to have the Shtar, and the receipt is going to say he paid half, he might lose it. So what you have to do is you have to rewrite a Shtar. Rewrite a new Shtar that he only owes him half, right, from the original date. So you can solve the kuchos. But Yachla, you have to switch the shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yachlof Shover. Rabbi Yossi says, no, write a shover. It's fine. Give him a receipt. And it's his responsibility. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Nim says, Sarach Lios Shover. Ach Shover Menach Barim. Rabbi Yehuda says, what? Now he has to be in charge of guarding the shover. Omer Rabbi Yossi, yeah. Kach Yofelo. Velo Yerek Ochaj Jose. Yes. That's what's appropriate. The Love is somewhat Meshubit to the Malve. Evan Lovelish Malve, as Bez Hashem will see. So, therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, yes, he has to write a shofar, he has to guard the shofar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you switch the shtar. Interesting question. It sounds like the Nesivus assumes, in the beginning of Simon Nun Dalet, the Nesivus assumes that even if the Malve would say, he doesn't have a shtar there, right, or else you would, let's say, rip up the shtar. But let's say even if he says there was a shtar that it was lost, he swears, so still, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, you still have to switch, they said there's no shtar. Right? He said, no, I swore I lost it, I'm never gonna collect again. Still, he's not believed. He's not believed, and therefore, he wouldn't, and if he doesn't want a new shtar, he doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to pay unless he produces the shtar or he accepts to write a new shtar and to totally get rid of the earlier shtar. So says the Nesivus. I don't understand though. Says the Nesivus. V'dafkesh maybe Edim shenisraf hashtar ubelo Edim eino gove. Right? Without Edim, let's start from the beginning. He did plukta bazeh. V'ikad the sphere laid to inkos fin shofar. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda. V'davka shemevi Edim, shenisra fashtar, ubelo Edim, eino gove. Without Edim, he wouldn't be able to collect anything if there's no shtar. Umao tamuali. The Nesivus here is a yisod. But it's very wondrous. Lama yeashtar adif mimashkon. What if I swear I lost it. I swear it was lost. Then I'm able to collect my loan. I swear it was lost, the ones, right? If I lost it, b'shi, I'm responsible. Ha'filo m'nasan mashkon shegufa mamun, v'amal v'toin she'ne'enas, nishva v'go v'chovo, mishum de lo v'havi k'en yodeh pratiha. Why, if I say something happened to the mashkon, I'm able to collect my loan still, but if I say something happened to the shtar, I'm unable to collect my loan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says that nesivus, there's a big difference between mashkon and shtar. A mashkon doesn't create, it's not that there's a chiyuv only if I have the mashkon here. No. The mashkon is just a security. The shiny mashkon, she'eno notlo rak lezichron dvarim. For gam mashkon ein dino rak apotik istam. Or apotik istam ein yalo v'yokol l'kubo l'salik oso, v'chulu v'chulu. So he says, by a mashkon, again, we're not getting into the Kenyan mashkon now, that's sukkah. Yep. But even without the mashkon, the chov exists. The mashkon is just a security on it. So even if I don't have a mashkon, still the chov exists and you'd have to pay. But, says the Nesivis, if there's no shtar, the chov doesn't exist. Avo b'shtar calls man shehu ba'en tachas yado, ein alo v'chayev l'shalem klal. And therefore, it's as if the milveh doesn't exist. That's the chiddush. So there's a big difference between a shtar and a mashkon in terms of the definition of the milveh. That is one. There is another idea that's mentioned. The Avi Ezri of Shach writes in Hilchos Baba Velova discussing this nesivus. He has a different answer. He says, Shebemashkon chal al halove, I'm sorry, where's there, here it is. Shamashkon berega shepara halove sachov. By the mashkon, the second that the love pays up the chov, the mashkon goes back into his rishus anyway. It's like a bikadon. Kalecha di isa rishus of the mari isa. So that's why you can still pay, because look, I'm giving you back your mashkon, wherever it is. The mashkon is yours. And that's why he's chayav lefroa. Shebechol mikre hamashkon chazer elav halachically. Aval shtar kol osha shtar biad amalve yesh lo raya shalove lo para. V'lachain in chayav lefroa shiaslo as shtar. Very different how the mashkon works and how the shtar works. Okay, let's just start the Gemara and then Hashem we will continue. Amar Rav Huna Marav, Ein Halacha Lok Rabbi Yehuda Lok Rabbi Yosi Ella. Rav says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to write a new shtar. And it sounds like, let's go with this pshat, and you could do that in front of an Adib. You don't need to do that in front of a Bezdin. And it's not like Rabbi Yosi, who says write a shofar Ella Bezdin. According to the Rashbam, it means that he fundamentally holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but not really. That you cannot do that in front of Edim, Ela Bezdin Makaron Ashtar, the Kosim Lo Shtar Acher, Mizman Rishon. And you write a new Shtar from the Zman Harishon. That is, Refuna Marav. Says, ask the Rashbam, how could Rav argue on the Mishnah? Rav says, Nalach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Says the Rashbam, fourth wide line, Rav Tana, who Palik? Rav Zatana! Right, Rav's on the border, he's allowed to argue. Major Sugya says the Ritva right here. No, the Ritva says, Rav is not arguing. Rav is saying this is his Mesorah that he got from his Rebbeim, who were Tanaim. And therefore, that was his Mesorah. That was his Mesorah, and therefore he's allowed to argue. And he quotes another example of this from Avri Psachim, where it comes up that also Shmuel, I think Shmuel there argues, it's not like Shmuel's arguing on the Risha, on the Tanaim, but it's just that he said this is the Mesorah that he got from his Rebbeim. This is the Daf, right here, Daf Kuf Ayin, in the Kovet Shiurim, Tav Reish Lamed Gimel. Rebbe Chanan has his famous comment, or at least we've tried to make it famous. He's commented it, he mentioned it many, many times, where he discusses what he heard from Reb Chaim, that really fundamentally, I'm allowed to argue on Tanoim. It's just that they wouldn't, not that they couldn't. Okay, Ben Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow, Ben Hashem, based on the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchas Mamrim, Ben Hashem, we'll start with that on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here again. Today's shiur, responsible to Refuah Shleima, Baruch Tzvi, Ben Rivka, Batya.